Geek Radio Daily for finally Frackin' Friday, April 23rd, 2010. It's all the geek without the wait.
Woo-hoo.
Welcome. Welcome to the weekend. Everybody's working for the weekend, so said Loverboy.
And us.
And yes, us, including Flintstress.
Okay, sweetie, this started out fun, but I'm over it.
Really?
I'll be ready again for next week.
Okay, well, that's fine. It's coming up soon. I promise you we'll have a fantastic time. I'm Billy Flynn.
He's tenacious, isn't he?
It's been said, and sometimes not in a good way.
It's so not
welcome.
As tenacious as the D.
No, nothing.
No.
Nothing can kill the grimace. So welcome to Friday. Let's take a look at your new movies, peek at the geekified news, all that fun stuff headed your way. But you know what came hence?
Oh, yeah. On this day in 1851, the first postage stamps were issued in Canada, eh?
Eh? 1896, the first motion picture on a public screen was shown in New York.
Oh. In 1950, the very first NBA basketball championships, swish, was won by the Minneapolis Lakers. Makes much more sense than the Los Angeles Lakers, who stomped the Syracuse Nationals 4-2.
1956, Elvis made his Las Vegas debut opening for Shecky Green and didn't come back for 13 years.
Wow. In 1969, Sirhan was sentenced to death for the murder of Robert Kennedy.
1977, Czech chess master Vlastimil Hort played 201 games simultaneously and only lost 10 of them.
Wow.
So Deep Blue can suck it.
He was such a geek. In 1977, another geek, Dr. Alan Boosie, completed 20,302 yo-yo loops.
Huh. Okay. 1984, federal researchers announced the identification of a virus thought to cause acquired immune deficiency syndrome.
The 80s. In 1992, McDonald's opens its first fast food restaurant in the Chinese capital of Beijing.
Oh my God, how did you miss 1985 when Coke announced it was changing the secret formula for Coke?
I've blocked that out. New Coke never existed.
What are you talking about?
Black.
Oh, okay. Black?
Black.
Made the Snoopy. Wow.
Yes.
All right.
As I had, skipping ahead to 1993, the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum was dedicated in Washington, D.C.
2003, Beijing closed all schools for 2 weeks because of the SARS virus.
Yeah, remember that? And in 2009, the gamma ray burst GRB090423, they need to come up with better names for these things, was observed for 10 seconds as the most distant object of any kind and also the oldest known object in the universe.
In the universe. So, happy birthday then. Going out
to the universe.
to the universe and to Jamie King, 31. She was, Goldie, Wendy, and Sin City.
She's been some other stuff. Cal Penn is 33. He's a Kumar in Harold and Kumar.
And recently a mugging victim. Scott Baristow is 40. He was Ned on Party of Five.
Melina Kanakarit is 43. She's a Stella on CSI New York and a couple other things.
George Lopez is 49. He stars on the George Lopez Show, so that's easy to remember.
Wow.
He was
Valerie
born for that.
Bertinelli is 50 years old. She still looks great.
Michael Moore is 56. Director, activist, big fat guy.
Joyce DeWitt is 61. That is Janet from Three's Company.
The totally cute Janet from Three's Company. Lee Majors is 71, the $6 million man. Yeah, 71.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shirley Temple, okay, how about this? She is 82 years old.
Wow. Wow. Good for you.
You got to be famous to get a drink named after you.
No doubt. Timothy McVeigh would have been his birthday, 1968, but we killed his sorry ass because, terrorism comes from all sides, folks. Anyone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anybody else?
Nope.
Really?
I don't do dead people.
William Shakespeare. I'm going to...
The Bard, sure, of course.
I'm going to pull that clip from you, so because that'd make a great show on Fox.
Well, not on CBS, though. They've got reruns of The Ghost Whisperer and Medium.
See? Dead people.
Yeah. But they have a new episode of Miami Medical.
Nice.
Not unnamed medical drama, but some medical show.
NBC, who do you think you are? Susan Sarandon? Huh.
Janet.
Slut? followed by Dateline is on.
ABC brings us Wife Swap, which is never as dirty as it sounds, followed by Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution.
Tonight on the CW, on Smallville, Chloe discovers Zod's secret.
Dun, dun, dun. He's gay. AMC has a marathon of Breaking Bad.
Bravo is showing 51st Dates, or as I call it, Memento, the date movie.
CMT has Smoke Jumpers. And for some reason, it was in all caps. It's about parachuting firefighters.
Okay.
It was.
Okay, I believe you. I believe you, totally. FX channel tonight. Get the homoerotic tension going. It's Fast and the Furious, followed by Too Fast, Too Furious. There's furiousness abounding.
On Schiller, we've got Blood, the Last Vampire.
On the History Channel, we have Hillbilly, the Real Story.
Okay.
What it truly is.
To be a hillbilly. FMC brings us Patton.
Sci-Fi Channel's got a new Stargate universe. And on Merlin, Lancelot and Guinevere. What's going on?
Turner Classic Movies has Space tonight with 2001 A Space Odyssey, followed by Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
TV Land is showing You Gotta Cut Loose, A Foot Loose.
Kick off your Sunday. USA has National Treasure Book of Secrets, followed by Face Off.
Which is really bad, and I don't know what to do because you sort of stole it, because I was going to watch Chiller because it's a half-human, half-vampire swordsman infiltrating an American military base in Tokyo to exterminate the evil leader of vampires. How did you not sell that? Oh my God, it is. Absolutely is Blood, the Last Vampire.
No blasted lettuce today.
Which, you know, that's okay. Stole the joke that we have no mail. So it's wow. Welcome to Failure Friday. No, it's finally Fracking Friday. Everybody's busy. Trust me, I know busy because, Lord, I've been gone and just getting back to it myself because, wow, it takes a lot to go have a bunch of fun. I'm sorry. It's a lot of work.
It does. Just need to be more provocative. I don't know.
Okay. I think we'll do that, and then we'll go check some movies and all that other fun stuff. But meantime, provocatives no bounds. Provocative. Well, that's not even a word. Whatever it means, it's coming back next on GRD.
Great coffee.
Hey. Chad, who's that strange, somber man on the cover of that book you're reading?
Oh, that's H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, I've heard of him, but I never really got into his stuff. It's kind of strange and hard to read.
No, I used to think that too, but that all changed when I started listening to the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast.
What's that?
The H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast is a weekly podcast.
Tell me more.
Well, these two really smart and hilarious guys give a synopsis of the story, then they talk about its background, the critical views, and what it says about the author.
Well, where can I listen?
Let me tell you, Chris, you can go to hppodcraft.com or, heck, just subscribe through iTunes. It's that easy.
Oh, Chad, I'm so excited. Now I can listen to this podcast and pretend to all my snooty friends that I actually read and understand H.P. Lovecraft.
Hey, that's what I do.
Oh, hppodcraft.com.
This is Gareth David Lloyd from Torchwood, and this is Geek Radio Daily.
Gareth David Lloyd.
Okay, hi. Welcome to Geek Radio Daily, where the provocativeness occurs. Yes, thank you.
Good.
Thanks. Sorry, I tried so hard to get that. It's Friday.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Pretty much. And some of them actually get made, and some of them are opening at theaters near you.
Starting with The Backup Plan, this is Jennifer Lopez. Jennifer Lopez. Tired of waiting for Mr. Wright, gets pregnant on her own, only to meet the man of her dreams the very same day.
Wait, she's having the Messiah?
Well, she gets artificially inseminated.
Oh, okay.
Not immaculate conception.
Like, it's like on her own. And I'm like, well, I mean, not completely on her own.
I'll explain the science to you later.
Thanks. The Losers is out today. Based on the comic book, the elite special forces unit betrayed and left for dead makes plans to even the score with a powerful enemy. Dun, dun, dun. And Zoe Saldana is hot.
And she's in her panties.
I said she's hot, so there you go.
We've also got Oceans, a documentary with spectacular, never-before-seen imagery. This documentary chronicles the creatures and mysteries that lie beneath the sea. I love, you know, that kind of stuff, so cool.
Under the sea.
Did you have limited releases as well?
The deep blue sea. Limited release, Best Worst Movie could be coming to a theater near you. You have to go see this. It's a documentary about Troll 2 and all the glory that is Troll 2, which is just a horrible movie. But this is a fascinating look at the
worse
people who made
Nine?
It and who love it. Really, we should watch it. We should so watch it. You would so have a good time with it. Troll 2 is pretty fun.
Huh. Well, there's also Paper Man. A struggling novelist relies on an imaginary friend, a costume superhero called Captain Excellent. Sounds kind of funny.
Okay. And this, I saw the trailer for in front of Kick-Ass. Okay. Kenny Chesney is in one of these Fathom events. And the whole time it's on, it's like, Kenny Chesney, he's live and he's singing songs. And I shouted out, in 3D. And it goes, summer in 3D. And I went, no, I was effing kidding. But yes, Kenny Chesney is in 3D for all of you that really.
Summer is already in 3D.
No, it hasn't been in 3D till Kenny Chesney said it was. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Well, I'll be damned. Fox has canceled. Canceled a sci-fi show.
What's that you say?
That geeks are hard. That hardcore are about. But of course, this time they've done it really prematurely before they ever actually started filming it. The long rumored and close to happening Torchwood revamp that they were going to do, the American version of Torchwood, has been killed. BBC Worldwide Productions and the Fox Broadcasting Company mutually agreed not to progress together with a 13-episode serialized Torchwood format. We are currently in discussion with several interested networks.
Fox probably would have just effed it up anyway.
Showed it out of order.
Yeah.
Not told you that that there's a reason he keeps dying and coming back. They'll explain that in the first one, but, you know, you won't get it. It'll be lost. So no John Barrowman for you.
Aw. Maybe the executives at Fox have been kidnapped by aliens.
Okay.
Well, actually, this is actually kind of interesting. Two New Hampshire teenagers were sitting in a parked car when a black-colored UFO flying in the sky, zigzagging across the moon, apparently picked up their car and dropped it 180 feet away. And there's somewhat evidence. I mean, like, not that they have any idea what it is. It is a UFO, unidentified as the
right.
U.
Yeah.
But
it could be Superman.
But it started to like zoom towards them,
like,
and then it
Superman.
Picked their car up
Superman
and then dropped
this.
It. The airbags deployed. The underside of the car is completely totaled, but otherwise there's no real damage to the car.
Weird.
The kids sustained minor injuries, but it was just kind of like...
And nobody had a cell phone? Nobody took pictures?
No, I guess. Nobody else was around, of course.
Well, I mean, they don't have cell phones. They're kids.
You'd think.
With their cell phones. It should have been on Facebook, like within the hour. You know, within the hour is what I'm saying to you. So new Marvel movies coming out. Of course there's going to be new Marvel movies. They're big, huge, crazy tentpole franchises. So what about all the other heroes in the Marvel universe? Well, the plan now is to make little smaller movies between $20 to $40 million. And I want you to think about that. A small movie now is $20 to $40 million.
Wow.
That's kind of sick and insane. But this would let them be offered. Apparently, some ideas that are in sort of development right now include Kazar, Luke Cage, Dazzler, Doctor Strange, and Power Pack. I swear to God, if somebody can make me a $20 million Power Pack movie, I will so be there. Because that's the superhero team of all the kids of superheroes from the Marvel Universe. Oh, yeah. Franklin Richards. Maybe we'll finally get a good Fantastic Four through the Power Pack.
Sure.
I gotta believe. Lockjaw guest starred occasionally. It was fun.
Ah. Well, this story, you know, as a teacher got me really, really hopeful because it's nice to know that there are innovative teenagers out there. And especially in a field like mathematics, there's so much that we know, but it doesn't mean that we figured every single possibility out. Well, this student, her name is Kang Yin Connie Liu, and she is in Hawaii, and she just, you know, moved there from Taiwan a few years ago. But she's into anime, she likes to sketch and paint, and she has literally come up with some new math formulas. You'd think like everything under the sun would be...
Basically, a student, you said?
She's an 11th grade.
11th student, grade.
Teenager.
She's
yeah, she's 17 years
equation.
Old, and she's made multiple new equations for mathematics.
Wow, I'm stupid.
Without getting, you know, way too sciencey and technical, it has to do with triangle inequality and Euclidean geometry and how there are equations, you know, Heron of Alexandria, you know, in the mid-first century devised a formula that's still in use, but it's really overcomplicated, and she's drafted a few simplified equations for triangular inequalities, and it just sounds really cool. She's
so
going to be
edited the formula.
Well, there are new things to it as well.
Oh, okay,
so she's come up with some new theories, and it's just kind of really interesting to think that not everybody is just taking in the information and just doing whatever with it. Some students are actually really looking for new challenges, and it was very inspiring.
Oh well, that's fantastic. Speaking of inspiring. Amazon really brought the world to Kindle, you know, and they brought the ebook thing, the phenomena, which did lead to Apple going, oh, yeah, well, we're just going to make the iPad, and that's just going to be the kill everybody in the world, everything. Well, now that it's out there, how does Amazon and the Kindle compete? What are they going to do? Go to Target. So soon, starting April 25th, you'll be able to buy a Kindle at Target.
Wow.
which is interesting because... I'm just the people that would want to read books and magazines all the time. It's being offered at Target, and I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know how that fits.
I like to read books and magazines, and I shop at Target.
Well, there you go. So, is this going to be a good thing? You know, to pick up. Is this the cost friendly alternative to the iPad?
I want for Christmas.
Okay, you wanted the iPad. I thought.
Whatever.
Whatever. Okay. Have you been good, or have you been naughty?
Or provocative?
There is provocativeness going on. GRD, thanks for stopping by. We do appreciate it. You have yourself a fantastic weekend, because it is finally Frackin' Friday. And make sure it's a fantastic one. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Please, please send us a note, won't you, to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flynnsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
I will now predict the exact moment in time when every single one of you will enjoy the best tasting Coca-Cola ever. It will be the very moment that you pick up this can, because inside this can is the new taste of Coca-Cola. The best tasting Coca-Cola ever. You will taste the new taste immediately, and you will like it a lot. Now, if you're a Coke drinker, wait till you taste this one. If you're a Pepsi drinker, well, I predict we're going to be real friendly from here on in for a long, long time.